Space and Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. with Paul on Radio 2000. Our music, your memories.
As we get into it, it is the fire starter. And I did let you know that we're going to be welcoming Koketso Mohlala, who's a jewelry designer as well as founder of Ditsala Designs. She's on the line. Hello, Koketso. Welcome to the... I nearly said Drive Connection. This is Space and Time. Welcome, welcome. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wished you could have been in the studio, but yeah, we got a message that you couldn't make it, yeah?
Family responsibilities.
Koketso, otswahole with this thing, in as far as jewelry design is concerned. Just briefly, let us in on the history and how you stumbled upon this industry.
I would say from a young age, I always wanted to be a designer, but I didn't know ka jewelry design until I watched Isidingo back in the days. And then I fell in love with Parsons, who was a jewelry designer. And then I was like, yo, everybody's doing fashion design. I want to be like this guy. And I was still in high school then.
I see.
So... yeah, even after matric, I told my parents that I wanted to study jewelry design. And I studied jewelry design, and here I am today. I'm running Ditsala Designs, and it's growing every day. So I'll say I'm living my dream.
Yeah, you're from Soshanguve. At some point, you studied what is called an MQA, a Mining Qualification Authority. Did that sort of lead you towards designing jewelry then, in the early days?
I didn't study with MQA. Actually, MQA founded my studies to study in Italy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the Mining Qualifications Authority, they paid for my studies in Italy. Now I'm a qualified goldsmith and jewelry designer because of the MQA.
Tell us about the trip and how important the trip to Italy was for you. How much time did you also spend out there in Italy?
It was 2 years, 2 years and a half. We got exposed to so much because being in South Africa only, your knowledge is somehow not wide, you know?
Right.
And as soon as you travel and see what other people are doing out there, you get exposed to learning different things, not only in jewelry, but fashion as a whole. So going there and learning that side actually opened doors for me, because I didn't go alone. It was a group of 25 of us.
I see.
So, and ever since we got back, the people that I was with, obviously, in the industry, they are also growing. And most of us are actually doing good in the industry.
And I would suggest just going there, it just opened you guys up to much more within jewelry design. Because as much as you said, you're a goldsmith, you design as well. You also, are able to do gemstone setting.
Yes. We learned a lot, even a bit of graphic design. We learned so much, even business skills. Like, the course there is so intense. They teach you everything so that if you want to go into business, already you know where to start.
You've obviously just carved out your own niche in this jewelry design, where your product if I can say, authentically sort of African. It's got that African touch and African feel. Was this deliberate on your part?
Yes, it was deliberate, because immediately when I decided to go solo to start my business, I wanted to be unique and different from everybody else, because there's so many jewelry companies in our country, and I saw an open gap that I needed to fill. And so far, I've made a mark, and Ditsala is not only doing good here at home, even abroad, they know of Ditsala Designs because of the path that I decided to follow of just being an African jewelry designer, because there's not many of us who are doing the style that we're doing. So, yeah. It's been good.
Yeah, I mean, your products are very good. And you've studied, you've traveled, and very beautiful designs. When you package your products and pricing, does it also include your experience, your travel, and design?
Obviously. obviously. Like, I can't be a qualified designer and still be charging people 50 rand. Hell no. So
what's your entry level?
I'll charge you 50 rand.
So what's your entry level pricing? What's your entry level?
You know, I'm using brass. Brass is a very cheap metal. But my prices at the store that I'm supplying, they are from 500 for brass. And people don't mind paying. So it's the same price as selling silver.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Please let our dear listeners know just briefly on your product range. What is it that you offer, Gogetso, at Ditsala Designs?
I offer jewelry that sets a statement. And obviously, when you're wearing it, when you're wearing our jewelry, people will see you. People will notice you. It's jewelry that you can wear every day, but sets you apart from everybody and also tells an African story. When you're wearing it, you also feel good because it shows that you are proudly African and you know where you're from and where you're going. So people who are buying our jewelry, it's people who are trendsetters, not followers.
I see. Give us a tip here. What is the best way to clean brass? And you were saying you deal with brass a lot. What is the best way to clean this brass? Gogetso.
Most women have nail polish remover at their houses.
Yes.
Some have bicarbonate of soda. Some have lemon juice.
Ah.
So those are all household ingredients that most houses have. You use them to clean brass. There's also Brasso. You know Brasso? Our grandmothers used to clean.
Yeah, the good old Brasso. Yes, of course.
Yes, that's the perfect ingredient for cleaning brass.
So it's a kaho di tatu ka molora.
Yeah, molora. Rosaria, guys.
I love that. Where can people see some of your wares? I'm sure you're on the social media platforms as well, Gogetso.
Yes, they can just Google Ditsala Designs. You'll find my Instagram, Facebook. Google knows me, by the way. So Google Ditsala Designs, you'll find everything, even my contact details are there. So Facebook, it's still Ditsala Designs and Creations. Instagram, Ditsala Designs. TikTok, Ditsala Designs. So, yeah.
Do you have a physical shop? And I would suggest if you have a physical shop, then it's around Pretoria and those nearer can physically come and see what wares you have there.
Hey, to tell you a story, Ness, I was operating from my mother's garage in Soshanguve.
Yes.
Until last month, I opened my own jewelry studio in Pretoria North.
That is fantastic. That is lovely. So you've got a business address now, Gogetso.
Yes, I have a business address finally.
That's beautiful. We know it's Pretoria North. Give us the physical address. People might wanna, you know, pass by and see what you have on offer.
It's 261 Eufia Street in Pretoria North.
261 Eufia Street out in Pretoria North.
Yes.
Wow. I think you've just done great for yourself, just carving out your own niche in jewelry design. Ditsala Designs founder. It is, of course, on Firestarter Gogetso Mohlala. We wish you all the best moving forward. And take it to the world. Why not?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Galabo.
There you go. That is Gogetso with Ditsala Design.
Space and Time. 12 noon to 3 p.m. with Paul on Radio 2000. Our music, your memories.